I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Kim Erickson, Marketing Director, and Hannah Westra, Marketing Specialist with Range Bank. They shared a couple of key updates, including something about security and phishing of personal identification from your accounts, and the School Spirit debit card program and school supply drive. Here's the latest update, starting with the school information, with Kim Erickson and Hannah Westra.
It's very exciting. We've hit $50K in worth of donations. To our local schools, and the School Spirit debit card is basically a debit card that our customers can tie to any checking account. Every time they use that debit card, 5 cents gets donated to the school of their choice.
And you've hit $50,000 now with that, $50,000 in donations.
Yes.
That's actually pretty good. So the you can get this debit card then, I'm assuming, just as you can pick it up as if you're getting a debit card, you can make it specific to a school?
Yep. You get to choose the school that you want to support. And we actually have printing machines in our offices, so you get that debit card the same day.
Oh, okay. So when the schools get these funds, what do they use them for? How can they use them?
All different sorts of things, whether it's music instruments. We've had the school in Lake Linden use that, even going to like Washington, D.C., using it for a trip, whatever the school needs.
And how can a school, like if someone's listening right now with a school, or maybe they've got a student in a school and they want to take part in this, what's the best way to do that?
If you go on our website, rangebank.com, /school spirit, you can see all the schools that participate. And they're really in the communities we serve. So Marquette County, the Copper Country, Dickinson County, those are the regions.
Also in the studio with us is Kim Erickson, who's Marketing Director with Range Bank, and talking about these School Spirit and school support programs. You support at Range Bank schools throughout the year. And tell me a little bit more about what you do with Range Bank with our area schools.
Yeah, so in addition to the School Spirit debit cards, we also do our school supply drive, which we just wrapped up at the end of August. We have financial literacy that we have on our website, and we also go into schools and teach financial literacy classes. And finally, we have a new My Spendteen account, which is for 13 to 17-year-olds, and they can come in and sign up for a debit card with a co-signer.
And we talked with you about that annual school supply drive, and it sounds like that in particular was very successful too. Then.
Yes, it was very successful. We raised over $3,000 this year, and Range Bank matched the $5,000. And so we ended up donating over $8,000 in supplies, and we dropped them off to some Marquette County schools yesterday.
Well, that's very exciting. That's good follow-up. I know we talked with you about that. This month, Kim, is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and Range Bank is doing some things that I know you want to get the word out by working with the American Banking Association. It's an effort that basically says banks don't ask that. What is this? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so every day thousands of people fall for phishing scams. People pretending to be from banks. And so what Range Bank has done is we've joined the ABA and thousands of banks across the U.S. and the ABA's Banks Never Ask That campaign. And essentially, it's a funny campaign where they ask silly questions, but it's to drive the point home that questions that banks won't ask, especially for like PIN numbers and account numbers and stuff like that. And so we'll be posting on our social media throughout the month a bunch of these tips and questions and things for consumers to come on and see.
Well, Hannah, what are some good tips for people to keep in mind that if they're looking at this as a potential?
So first of all, the Range Bank's not going to call you and ask you for, your debit card number, your PIN, that type of thing. But even more so, a lot of times people get text message these days, randomly text message, and it says, update your UPS shipping thing.
I get them all the time.
Exactly.
I get them all the time, yeah.
And, really what it's just to bring awareness that there's so many scammers out there. And, from this campaign standpoint, it's more focused on what banks aren't going to ask, but really just drive awareness.
Just be aware of these kind of being like odd questions that a bank is not going to ask you for this personal information by phone or by text or whatever. But a big step in this, Kim, is I know that the word is to report it as well, to not say something about this, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the campaign encourages if you do receive, a suspicious email or text, that you do report it. And then that way they can be tracked, and then we can start to cut back on fraudulent.
Having it happen even more. Now, here's the question, though. If this does happen to somebody, what can somebody do?
Well, they can They can report it by going to reportphishing@apwg.org, mm-hmm. Or they can also report it to the FTC at their website.
And at a local mm-hmm. level, too, if you're a Range Bank customer or customer of any financial institution, contact them locally, too, to say, hey, this happened, because you can help them.
Exactly. So either contacting the bank directly, or every debit card does have a number on the back that yep. we encourage people to call.
That's Kim Erickson, Marketing Director, and Hannah Westra, Marketing Specialist with Range Bank. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.